Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. The federal government has announced new measures to help small and medium-sized businesses affected by COVID-19. The business wage subsidy is being increased to 75% to help support employees on the payroll. The wage subsidy will be retroactive to March 15th. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Last week, we had announced that we would cover 10% of wages, but it's becoming clear that we need to do more, much more. So we're bringing that percentage up to 75% for qualifying businesses. This means that people will continue to be paid even though their employer has had to slow down or stop its operations because of COVID-19. We're helping companies keep people on the payroll so that workers are supported and the economy is positioned to recover from this. That is our priority.
The Canadian Emergency Business Account, or CEBA, has also been launched. Banks will soon offer up to $40,000 in government-guaranteed loans for qualifying businesses. The loans will be interest-free for the first year. If certain conditions are met, $10,000 of that will be forgivable. The government has announced an additional $12.5 billion to assist small businesses with operational cash flow requirements. There is also a deferral of GST and HST payments and import duties and taxes through to June. The Prime Minister said that more details on the wage subsidy and the emergency business account will follow between now and Monday. Earlier this week, the government announced the Canadian Emergency Response Benefit, or CERB, that offers up to $2,000 per month for 4 months to help workers impacted by COVID-19. The Bank of Canada has lowered its interest rate by half a point to 0.25% to support the Canadian financial system and the economy during the pandemic. This is the third time since the beginning of March that the bank has lowered its key rate, an unusual situation. In a press release, the institution maintained that it is an unexpected decision which aims to provide credit to the economy and to prepare for a return to normalcy after the crisis. There are reports that the U.S. government is considering the idea of placing troops at the Canada-U.S. border. The two countries share the longest non-militarized border in the world. It was temporarily closed last week to all non-essential travel as a mutual effort to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland responded to the issue Friday.
Yesterday and today, I was in touch last night and this morning with our ambassador, Ambassador Hillman, to the United States. Canada has continued to express clearly and forcefully its view that there is no logical reason to militarize our border with the United States. And we have been very clear also that such an action would damage our relationship.
All Service Canada locations have closed for in-person services due to COVID-19 concerns for employees. The federal government made the announcement late Thursday night. Service Canada assists with essential services like employment insurance, the Canada Pension Plan benefits, old age security, and passports. Canadians are being redirected to the Service Canada phone line and to the federal website canada.ca to apply for employment insurance benefits and other services. Last week, Service Canada received a much higher volume of calls than usual, averaging between 140,000 and 150,000 calls per day. As of noon on March 27th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 4,018 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 39 deaths. Over 161,000 people have been tested. This was The Response for March 27th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show was brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The Response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.